from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Officials in Pakistan say an overturned oil tanker burst into flames Sunday, killing at least 140 people who had rushed to the scene to gather leaking fuel. Authorities say about 80 people were injured in the explosion, and many of them are in critical condition. The tanker was traveling on the main highway from the southern port city of Karachi to the Punjab provincial capital of Lahore when the driver lost control of the vehicle. Reuters' Scarlett Sitanovich has more on the disaster.
The vehicle overturned after trying to make a sharp turn on a highway near the city of Bahawalpur. People had gathered to collect fuel when the tanker exploded, burning everyone on and around the spot. A rescue worker's spokesman says initial reports are that somebody tried to light a cigarette, catching spilt fuel alight, which led to the blast. Serious burn victims, several in critical condition, were airlifted to nearby hospitals. Firefighters fought the flames for over 2 hours before extinguishing the fire. A large number of other vehicles were also destroyed in the blaze.
The disaster happened on the eve of Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. Roads are usually closed at that time, with people traveling to be with their families for the Eid celebrations. China has brokered a deal between Pakistan and Afghanistan for the establishment of a bilateral crisis management mechanism to avoid any breakdown in mutual communications and contacts in the event of terrorist attacks on both sides of their long shared border. The developments were announced Sunday at the conclusion of a 2-day mediation trip to Afghanistan and Pakistan by China's foreign minister. This is VOA News. Rescue workers in China are trying to recover bodies Sunday following a deadly landslide in the southwestern province of Sichuan. Officials say 93 people remain missing after a huge landslide Saturday buried the mountain village of Xinmo in Mao County. This man's home was one of those that was flattened.
We heard a strange noise at the back of our house, and it was a bit loud. Wind was blowing into the room, so I wanted to close the door. When we came out, water flow washed us away instantly.
Three people, a couple and their baby, were found alive immediately after the wall of rock and debris destroyed at least 40 houses, but no other survivors have been found. 15 bodies have been recovered. More than 3,000 people, police, soldiers, and civilians, are participating in the rescue efforts and have been working nonstop to search through the rocks and rubble for survivors. Authorities say the landslide was caused by torrential rain, and the cascading debris of mud and rocks blocked a 2-kilometer stretch of a river and a 1.6-kilometer section of road. On the anniversary of the beginning of the Korean War, the South's leader called on the North to stop its nuclear and ballistic missile development. The North continues provocative military actions, such as launching a ballistic missile, the South Korean Prime Minister told veterans and government officials at a ceremony Sunday that honored the 67th anniversary of the start of the 1950 to 1953 Korean War. The war ended in an armistice in 1953. A peace treaty was never signed, however, leaving the two countries technically in a state of war. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Sunday that it will be, quote, very difficult for Qatar to meet some of the demands that Saudi Arabia and three of its allies are making on it, but he urged that they negotiate an end to the Persian Gulf diplomatic standoff. He did not say on what issues he thought Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and the Saudis could reach agreement with Qatar. And Turkish police stopped protesters and attempted to disperse those marching for LGBT rights in Istanbul on Sunday, a day after the governor banned the march. The French press agency AFP reported rubber bullets being fired to break up the crowds. Organizers of the march had vowed to gather in Taksim Square, despite the event being banned by the Turkish government for the third year in a row. You can find more on these and other stories anytime, around the clock and from around the world, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.